ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति
Chant verses 38 to 42, chapter 11.
Tvamadidevah purushat puranah, Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam, Vetasi vedyam cha param cha dhamam, Tvayatatam vishvam anantarupa, Tvamadidevah purushat puranah, Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam, Vetasi vedyam cha param cha dhamam, Tvayatatam vishvam anantarupa. Vayuryamogni rvarunashya shankah, Prajapatistvam pratitamahashya, Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva, Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste, Vayuryamognirvarunashashankah, Prajapatistvam pravitamahascha, Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva, Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste, Saketi matva prasabham yaduktam, Namapurastadatapruṣṭataste, Namostute sarvata eva sarva, Anantavīryāmita vikramasvam, Sarvam samāpnoṣitatosi sarvah, Namapurastadatapruṣṭataste, Namostute sarvata eva sarva, Anantavīryāmita vikramasvam, Sarvam samāpnoṣitatosi sarvah, Saketi matva prasabham yaduktam, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Saketi, Ajanata Mahimanam Tavedam, Maya Pramadat Pranayena Vapi, Saketi Matva Prasabham Yaduktam, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Saketi, Ajanata Mahimanam Tavedam, Maya Pramadat Pranayena Vapi, Yachavaha Sartama Satkritosi, Viharashayasana Bhojaneshu, Ekotavapyachyuta Tat Samaksham, Tachamayetvamaham Apramayam, Yachavaha Sartama Satkritosi, Viharashayasana Bhojaneshu, Ekotavapyachyuta Tat Samaksham, Tachamayetvamaham Apramayam. seeing God's form. He says the Siddhas are worshipping and the Rakshasas are fleeing. Where there is bhakti, there is no bhaya. Where there is bhaya, there is no bhakti. It cannot go together. I even talked about Prahlada last time, isn't it? Because Prahlada is a great bhakta. He had no fear of Lord Narasimha. That Ugra Rupa he saw, but he had no fear. Fear comes when you are ignorant, when you are having otherness, no feeling of oneness, when there is destructive nature. The greater the ego, the greater the insecurity. The lesser the ego, the lesser the insecurity. And zero ego, zero insecurity. In the poem Olive Tree, the poet beautifully says that hermits whose olive tree survived, the other one whose olive tree died, he is asking this guy, how come your olive tree is alive? So he says, I entrusted it to him. Laid I on him no condition. He who made it knew what it needed better than a man like me. That summarizes what is bhakti. Understanding that from the time we are born, everything is being provided. There are so many aspects for which we need to be grateful for. But our focus is only falling on the mind's projections, showing as if we are lacking something and we are craving for it, we are running after it, rather than being grateful. Gratitude that is born due to the awareness of everything that is being provided to you from the time you are born is devotion, the gratitude of that. In fact, that awareness is devotion. Awareness that everything is being provided to you. All you need to do is act and deserve. The law says you get what you deserve, not what you desire. So when you gain this knowledge, you start desiring. All you will do is just do karmani eva adhikaraka mahabaleshu kadachi. I even pointed out that portion from that movie, The Legend of Bhagavan. He is not bothered about winning, because he knows that winning should be something that I deserve. So he goes up to the referee and says, the ball moved. When he touched the ball with the club, the coach is saying, the ball didn't move, because only I saw and you saw. So why tell them? The ball didn't move. Purposely he's saying. And this fellow says, goes up to the referee and says, the ball moved. The greatest ethic, the greatest value is to have self-confidence. To rely upon the outside factors is not bhakti. To rely upon the self within and tread your path as per the laws laid down by the totality, that is bhakti. Isn't it? You've done something, like Swamiji talked about his close friend in the college, Ishwar. His name was Ishwar, and they were studying. I believe he scores 150 out of 100 in all the subjects except English. Because even Swamiji says, even if Shakespeare were to come and write, they will fail him. They will not give him 100 out of 100. No. They'll give him maybe 70 or 80. So all of the subjects I believe he gets 150 out of 100. 150 out of 100 because they will give you 15 questions and then say answer in 10. Isn't it? I believe he will answer all the 15. And on top he will write, you examine any 10. He gives them choice. You know? You examine any 10 you want. You know, that sort of a choice he gives. So that gentleman Ishwaran, those days the results used to come in the college
notice boards first and then in the newspaper or whatever. So all these guys are going to check if their name has come. So they are calling each other, "Arey, come." "Arey, I'm not coming, I'm busy." He doesn't come to check. And while going back, they just want to, you know, play pranks with him. So they say, "Isharan, your name is not there on the board." He says, "Spelling mistake." You know, "It's impossible that my name will not be there." He doesn't care. You know, like in math also, in the school books, they give answers in the end. And purposely sometimes they print wrong answers. And some children, they say, "My answer is not matching with this," or they go on bothering about it. Some children say, "No, no, this is a printing mistake." Being confident in your path, then there is no bhaya. So siddhas are worshipping. Worshipping meaning they are abiding by the laws. So worship means what? Identification. Remember the poem Abu Ben Adam. What did Abu Ben Adam ask the angel? When angel appeared in front of him in the dream with a book of gold, he asked, "What is that there in that?" He said, "All the names of people who love God." So he asked, Abu Ben Adam asked, "Is my name one?" Angel looked at the diary and said, "No, your name is not there." Then he said, "Write my name as one who loves this fellow man." "One who loves this fellow man," he says. He says,
"Huh? One who loves?
This fellow man, fellow beings." She writes, and next day she appears with another book of gold. He asks, "What is this?" "All those who are loved by God." Previous day, "All those who love God." "This is all those who are loved by God." And the poet says, Ben Adam's name was the first. So, it is that. You just function in the arpanabha. With an attitude of, "Thy will be done, not my will be done." That is bhakti. Whether or not you visit temple, you don't visit temple, it doesn't bother the totality. What matters is, have you surrendered? Are you trying to show your ego somewhere? Is it trying to express itself? Then to that extent you are there. Now we say, when you are with a master, you don't speak. The master is there, master should speak. I like that company, HMV, his master's voice, you know. Vedas are just that. You know, you just allow the gurus to speak to you. Why are you coming in between? Again in that movie, Legend of Bhagavan, he says, there's a perfect shot waiting to be played out there by everybody. All you need to do is get yourself out of the way. When we come in, we mess it up. The day we don't come in, it beautifully gets done. So if you get yourself away, then each and every action of yours converts itself into prayer. Prayer is not a part-time, past-time hobby. It's a full-time awareness of truth. You know? So that's what he's saying here. The siddhas are worshipping, in the sense, in this sense, siddha worshipping doesn't mean they're standing in the queue to worship. It's out of fear. It should not be interpreted that way. They're just in that spirit. They're doing what is the right thing as an ambassador of God. And he says, and why not they worship you, bow to you, O exalted self, greatest, the primal cause even of Brahma. Even Brahma is limited. Brahma's, we saw that in the 8th chapter, no? So many years he lives, millions of years, and he also dies. And again, what, 100 years he lives maximum. In other words, everything is limited and no limited intellect can know the infinity. Period. So in Keno Upanishad, very clearly the master says, it is not what you see that is God, what makes you see that is God. It is not what you hear that is God, but what makes you hear that is God. It is not what you feel that is God, but what makes you feel that is God.
It is not what you think that is God, what makes you think that is God. So therefore God is not an object of comprehension, it is a subjective apprehension. Even Brahma doesn't know. The primal cause of even Brahma is Bhagavan, Brahman. So he says, O infinite being, O Lord of gods, abode of the entire universe, the entire dream world has emerged out of the waker's mind. Exactly like that, this entire universe has emerged out of Brahman. So he says, you are that abode. You are the imperishable. All this perishes. That which pervades this universe is imperishable. That imperishable truth, the what? The being and the non-being, the sat and the asat. That which is supreme. You are the supreme. See, it's not just in saying, you know, you are supreme, you are supreme. You are supreme means what? You will function without making your presence known. The statement when you make that you are supreme, the moment you say you are supreme, you shut up and function. That's what it means. You know. You will not make your presence known because you know he is supreme. And for such a person, there is no sorrow. Anything that comes, he accepts with joy. This is the prasad God wants me to taste today. Okay. So pain also becomes prasad. Pleasure also becomes prasad. This is what happens to Prahlada. When Prahlada's father Hiranyakashipu was administering poison, he took it as prasad. So that is called bhakti. So that's what he's talking about. Verse 38.
Tvamadideva purusha puranah Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam Vetosi vedyam cha param cha dhama Tvayatatam vishvam ananta rupa Tvamadideva purusha puranah Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam Vetasi vedyam cha param cha dhama Tvayatatam vishvam ananta rupa You are the primal God, the ancient Purusha. There is only one Purusha. There are not two, three different Purushas. Calling ourselves as Purusha is not correct. That's what that Mira story tells us, isn't it? So he says, you are the primal God, the ancient Purusha. From the Purusha the Prakriti has come, and Purusha sustains the Prakriti, and that combination is you, me and all of us. And we have stopped identifying with Purusha and got stuck with Prakriti. So he says, you are that ancient Purusha, reminding us that we should identify with that Purusha and not with Prakriti.
Which Mira story?
Acha. Mira, I think last week also I talked about it. Mira, okay. Mira Bai, when she goes to Swami, who is a sannyasi, brahmachari, he sent words through his disciples, please tell her I don't meet women. Nama Purusha. So the disciple went and told Mirabai. And Mirabai tells him, I thought there is only one Purusha Krishna. When did your Guru become Purusha? And the disciple went and told that to the Guru. The Guru came running from inside and fell at Mira's feet. You know. I'm sorry. You know? So that's what I'm saying. You are the supreme abode of this universe. See, abode, you wherever you go, finally you have to come back. Pura June you will run around. London, Hong Kong, China. I don't know. Even now I am going to South Africa. I have to come back. You know, wherever you go, you got to come back. Home. Home means that's where peace is, isn't it? You eat all those hotel food every day and then you come back and say, you understand? That's what he's saying. Supreme abode of this universe is within you, unnecessarily you are running around. The mind, you know. Beautifully Saint Tyagaraya sings in his classical song. Chakkani Raja Margamalundaga Sandulo Dura Nelara O Manasa. It's a Telugu song. Saint Tyagaraja was from Telugu land. So he sings in Telugu a lot of songs. This is in Karagara Priya Raga. He says Chakkani Raja Margamalundaga. When there is a right royal path, Sandulo Dura Nelara O Manasa. Why are you going into these by lanes? There is a home here. Like Schopenhauer says, it is difficult to find happiness within. But it is impossible to find it anywhere else. So you try, all your life you try. Like he says in the Pineapple and the Bee poem, half your life you waste. Then you turn around. If at all, lucky you are. You turn around. So, is a supreme abode of the universe. You have to come back. It's within you. You can try your luck anywhere else, but it's within you. Supreme abode of the universe. You are the knower. The knower that knows everything. It's beyond mind. It is the knowing principle behind any knowing in any being. Anything that you know, you come to know because of that. Can you know this object without the presence of light? What you see is only object plus light. Light per se, can you know? Can you see? You cannot. What you see is light plus object. The reflected light. You can never see the light. So in everything that you see, what is making you see that? The light. So he says, I am the knower. Sri Krishna is saying, I am the knower elsewhere. Now Arjuna has turned to say, you are the knower. You are making me know. So when you know anything, and people come and tell you, oh, you know so many things, you are a great man, great woman. Remember this. He is the knower. Then you will be humble. Otherwise you get excited. So he says, you are the knower. That to be known, ultimately what is to be known is that you are the self and that is always free. It is your imagination that you are bound. Otherwise Swami Ramtirtha beautifully says, a slave is a slave because he is free. What does it mean? In what sense? Out of ignorance you have chosen yourself to be a slave. If I enslaved you, I have to come and free you. If you have enslaved yourself, you have to free yourself. So out of choice, that being abused by you, you have believed yourself to be shrunk now. Shivani. You understand? Well, you are the Atma. That's what he's saying. So, you are to be known and you are free. The moment you know that, you are free. And you are trying to find that freedom through various objects where you will not get it. Why you want to do that? Like this. Around your head you want to touch the nose, why don't you touch directly? You are to be known. The moment you know that, instantly you become free. Thereafter you will not contact any action to find happiness. Thereafter you will be contacting actions out of happiness. The guy who will contact action out of happiness plays around, sports around. He is not in it to find happiness. Now, that's a vast difference. So that's what he says. You are to be known. That is to be known. Really what is to be known is that, but we are trying to know many things. Especially there should be no gossip in Delhi which I don't know. I must know. Yeah. It only agitates you finally. And when you are in a gossiping group, you are scared of leaving the group. Because the moment you leave, they start talking about you. So you want to be the last fellow to leave. Why you want to get into such agitation? You know, just know the truth. Straightforward. So he says, you are to be known, that which is to be known. You are the supreme goal. What is the word in Hindi? Manzil, is it? Goal means manzil. So that's what he's saying.
Lakshya.
Manzil is Urdu, right? Lakshya. So the supreme goal. Supreme goal means what? Only goal. All other goals are not really goal. Goal means you reach. If you reach and then you still feel there is some place to get to, then it cannot be goal. So the supreme goal, that's why the goal is put in capital G. Thereafter there is nothing else to be reached. You are right. See, what was Karna bothered by, you know? Karna had everything. But he didn't know who he is. What is the secret of birth? He didn't know. He wanted to know whether he is a Kshatriya or Sutaputra. Who am I, man? You know, so you can have everything as long as you do not know who you are. The problem is we don't understand this predicament. The day you understand this predicament, the first time I must find it out. So he says, by you is this universe pervaded. By you is this universe pervaded means there is no way that you are not. It's like cameras everywhere. If cameras are everywhere, how will you function? You know, in some countries they have kept cameras on the road, radars. So if you speed, they catch you. It'll click pictures. So when you know there are cameras everywhere, automatically everybody is driving at the correct speed. Do we function like that really? If you say Bhagavan everywhere, that if you forget the entire gift, you just remember this, your life will be changed. Is it? But what happens? Mind takes over, we forget this. And we think nobody knows. And we just do something. And two, three times you do, your mind gets emboldened, you know. And you do something and you're caught. So he's saying, you are everywhere. You pervade this whole universe like butter pervades milk. If only we understand the statement that Arjuna is making, you are everywhere, you are there, everywhere, then I will automatically abide by the laws, isn't it? The day I am giving into my desires and not abiding by my law, that means I am not really appreciating that Bhagavan is everywhere. That's what it is. So, by you this universe is pervaded, O being of infinite forms. Being of infinite forms means?
Manifesting.
All forms. And therefore you can worship Bhagavan in any form. Earlier we saw patram, pushpam, phalam, soyam, yomye, bhaktya, prayachit. You can worship Bhagavan in any form, anywhere, wherever. But we are so gross that we need to go somewhere and see some miracle or some huge thing, then only we will be inspired. But Bhagavan is everywhere. Right now, if you think of Bhagavan, he is there. So, that is what he is talking about, that bhakti. You are everywhere. You are there, O being of infinite forms. All forms are yours. The moment we understand this, then automatically you would be loving even your enemy. This is what Jesus Christ said, love thy neighbor, the enemy also you love. Because God is in that form also. And the moment you have love, you will have no enemy. That's the beauty. slowly, slowly the enemy also will convert and become your friend. So that's all Sri Krishna is saying here. That is bhakti. The higher love is called bhakti. Next verse.
Vayuryamognir varunasya shankaha. Vayuryamognir varunasya shankaha. Prajapatistvam prapitamahasya. Prajapatistvam prapitamahasya. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Vayuryamognir varunasya shankaha. Prajapatistvam prapitamahasya. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste.
You are Vayu, Yama, Agni, Varuna, Shashanka, Moon, Prajapati, Brahma, Creator, Great Grandfather. Salutation, salutation to you 1,000 times and again salutation. Salutation to you.
See, this is what I told you. Prayer is not a past time hobby, it's a full time awareness of truth. So these are 1,000 times salutation, doesn't mean after 1,000 I stop. 1,000 times salutation means what?
I am in constant salute position. That's what it means.
You are everything. Through Vayu you are giving me. Through Varuna you are giving me. Through Agni you are giving me. Through Shashanka you are giving me. You are that Brahmaji. You are everything. You are the one who is giving me. So I am in constant namaskar position. It's in the bhav. You know, the bhav that is suffering. And a person who's got that bhav, that bhakti, in the end he's going to say, you can only reach me through that. If you understand what these Vedas are trying to say, you will be slowly, slowly moving into that bhakti bhav. The knowledge hits your head, automatically your head will bow down. You will understand, everything is being done by him. Even the devas, everything is him. And that is the totality. Then you will be in constant namaskar position. Constant prostration, isn't it? So that's what he's saying, salutation to you. That attitude of gratitude. On one page, you take an A4 sheet, you take any sheet, blank sheet, on the top you write all those things I lack on one side. That one side will not be enough. On the same page, other side, on the top you write all those things I am grateful for. All those things that I am provided with, I am grateful for. You think about it and write down, you'll be surprised, even that page will not be enough. Where is your focus? That's all it is. Salutation. I'm grateful to you. A person who is in the salutation mode, will he have any intention to kill anybody? Will he have any resistance to kill when that is something that has to be done? Because there is no he. Isn't it? A judge, when he passes the sentence, he has no intention personally to hang him or not to hang him. He is neither for killing nor against. Isn't it? That's right, sir. That's it. The rarest of the rarest case, if he has to pass the sentence, he will pass it objectively. So that's what he's talking about. Salutation. That constant salutation mode that one has to be in 24/7. That is prayer. Prayer is not a part-time hobby. What does it become?
hobby.
Prayer, no?
Artati, Arta, Vijnasi, Jnani, we studied.
Remember which chapter?
Chapter 7, verse 16. The four types of bhakta. Artati, one who goes to God for wealth. Artha, one who goes to God for service. Jignasu, curiosity. One who goes to God for curiosity.
Jnani.
I'm talking about that. Jnani is interested in God for the sake of God. That's prayer. Then the prayer mode, salutation to you thousand times in your hands, feet, through your any part of the body. You cannot do any action which is not in alignment with the total when you are in the bhakti mode.
You can pull a chair, no? I think this. You have to tell them to bring one, this is too heavy.
So he says again and again salutation. Again and again means 24/7. That's what it means. Next.
Namapurasadatapristatate namostute sarvata eva sarvam namostute sarvata eva sarvam anantavīryāmitavikramasvam sarvam samāpnoshi tatosi sarvah sarvam samāpnoshi tatosi sarvah Nama purasadata prishtatate namostute sarvata eva sarva anantavīryāmita vikramatvam sarvam samāpnoshi tatosi sarvah.
Salutation to you before and behind. Indeed, salutation to you on all sides. O all infinite in power, infinite in strength, you complete all, wherefore you are all. See, a person who has seen this Vishwarupa Darshan, his perception has changed totally. He doesn't see anything else other than Bhagavan in everything. So therefore he says, behind, before, anywhere. He doesn't know which side to look and worship Bhagavan. Which side he is not. There's a story where when a guru was sleeping, apparently his feet was on Shivalinga. So the Shishya saw and said, by God, this by mistake our guru's feet is on Shivalinga. So very carefully, without disturbing the guru, he took the feet away from Shivalinga and kept it down. And as he kept it down, he saw there was another Shivalinga supporting his feet now. And he tried again, another place, another Shivalinga supporting. This story is only trying to say that he is rooted in Shivalinga. His feet is established in Shivalinga. You understand? That's what it means. Wherever he moves with that awareness. Wherever he moves with that truth in his mind. He and truth are not separate now. Like an ambassador. Wherever he goes, he keeps his country's interest and he talks. And whatever he will talk will be interpreted as India's. No, in that sense. So, salutation to you before and behind. Indeed, salutation to you on all sides. If you understand this, then you will not be unnecessarily worried about Vastu Sastra. You know, Bhagavan is everywhere. You keep your heart pure in function. Don't give too much importance to it beyond. Wherever you think there is little sign, it's okay. But don't have to give too much importance. You do that and then inside you have all the nonsense within. You understand? She says, infinite in power, infinite in strength. You complete all. The person who has this feeling, he feels complete. You complete all means he feels complete. There's no incompleteness in it. Till you don't get this essence into you, that sense of incompleteness will continue to be there. Doesn't matter how much you have. You can have 5 lines of degrees, you still feel incomplete. Therefore, you are all. You are everything. I am nothing. That's what it means.
Saketi matva prasabham yaduktam. Saketi matva prasabham yaduktam. He Krishna he Yadava he Saketi. He Krishna he Yadava he Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Saketi matva prasabham yaduktam. He Krishna he Yadava he Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi.
We chant 42 also.
Yachavaha sartama satkritosi. Yachavaha sartama satkritosi. Vihara shayasana bhojaneshu. Vihara shayasana bhojaneshu. Ekota vapyachyuta tat samaksham. Ekota vapyachyuta tat samaksham. Tatkshamayetvamahamaprameyam yachavaha sartama satkritosi vihara shayasana bhojaneshu ekota vapyachyuta tatsamaksham tatkshamayetvamahamaprameyam.
Having regarded you as a friend, Arjuna is telling Krishna, having regarded you as a friend, whatever was rashly said by me, addressing you as, O Krishna, He Yadava, O friend, not knowing your greatness, and out of negligence or even love, sometimes out of negligence maybe out of love, I would have said such words. In whatever way you have been insulted, O Achyuta. Very interesting choice of word, Achyuta. Achyuta means one who has never fallen. One who has never fallen.
Fallen.
Fallen. Never fallen. Always in the state of completeness. Never fallen into a state of incompleteness. In jest or playing or repose, seated or at meals, when alone or in company, I implore you, immeasurable, to what? To forgive. See, I can't think of a better example, so I'm using that. In that movie, Munna Bhai, BBS, no. That fellow, Munna Bhai, slaps his friend. I think the other one, I think, Lagraya of Munna Bhai. Not in one of those movies. He slaps his friend and has a fight with him. The other fellow who constantly roams around with him. And they don't talk to each other. Sitting next to each other, but they don't talk. So, he's thinking of Mahatma Gandhi. What to do? I can't talk to him. Mahatma Gandhi said, ask him forgiveness. Say sorry.
No, I will not say sorry.
Then he asked, you think you are strong? He says, yes. So, is it easy to say sorry or difficult to say sorry? Difficult. Will strong people do difficult things or easy things? Understand? So, the moment you get into bhakti, you will be in forgiveness asking mode. For everything and anything. If you say, Jindane Chodenge, I will not leave that fellow. You understand? That means, we have to start from chapter 1 again. That's what it means. He's saying, whatever I have done, anybody, that's why Jesus says, out of ignorance they do it. Anybody who gets this awareness, will they do like this? Will there be a vengeance? That asking for forgiveness means that strength. You know, nowadays it's become a fashion to say, I will never say sorry. I will not do this, I will not do that. Just, if you have done it, just say sorry. It's a tough thing to do. If you think you are a strong person, it's the ego that comes in. The ego comes in, then you will not say sorry. I will not say sorry. Just, he's saying here, I understand. I must have done something. See, that's what I told you. Whenever you become little knowledgeable, you will immediately start looking within to check. Remember that poem, Turkey and the Ant. Here you remark another sin with thy own conscience and look within. Control thy more voracious will, nor for a breakfast nation's care. Outstanding poem. Our course used to start with that poem when we studied it. In the end, we have this tradition. Whenever we complete a chapter, we chant the first verse again. To get into that bow that we have not completed, we have started. So when you finish a 3 years course again, you should mentally chant that 4 lines. Here you remark another sin, that thy own conscience look within. Control thy more voracious will, nor for a breakfast nation's will. You start and end with you. You stop blaming the world. You will start asking for forgiveness. That's what he said. I implore you to forgive. That is what they talk about in Christian faith as well. Forgiveness is nothing but awareness. And once you have come to that state of awareness, you cannot repeat that crime again. You have grown from ignorance to knowledge. You will never be able to fall back to ignorance again. But this sort of thing that they generally do, a lot of people just go to the church and say sorry, come back again, repeat. Then it is not real, really you are not asking for forgiveness. Because it's not a forgiveness that comes out of awareness. A seeking for forgiveness that comes out of awareness. If it's a seeking for forgiveness that comes out of awareness, you can never commit that again. Impossible. Please understand. So that's what here Sri Krishna is, and the Bhagavad Gita is trying to tell us. When Arjuna says, I'm sorry, it's come to his mind. Whole of first chapter, there's that so much logic. He said, we were about to do sin. Yes, including Krishna also. We were about to do sin. You know. Now he's saying, I am sorry. So in the end of the class after he chant, Kayena Vacha Manasindriya Buddhyatmanava Prakriteshva Vapa Karomi Yadyat Sakalam Parasmai Narayana Yeti Samarpayami. You know, just that feeling, that bhava. Next.
43. Pitasi lokasya characharasya, pitasi lokasya characharasya, tvamasya pujyascha gurur gariyam, tvamasya pujyascha gurur gariyam, natvat samostyabhyadikakkutonyah, लोकत्रयेप्यप्रतिमप्रभावम् पितासि लोकस्य चराचरस्य स्वमस्य पूजस्य गुरुर्गरीयान् नत्वत्समोऽस्त्यभ्यधिककुतोऽन्यः लोकत्रयेप्यप्रतिमप्रभावम्
यु आर् द फादर् आफ् दिस् वर्ल्ड् आफ् द मूविङ्ग् अण्ड् द अन्मूविङ्ग् You are to be worshipped greater than the great. There is none equal to you. How then would anyone excel you in three worlds, O being of incomparable power? See, when you have extreme power, true power, you just give total freedom to the other. You will not exercise your power. When you really have not grown to that height and you get little power, you get pleasure out of exercising it every now and then on people who are vulnerable. Typical example of that is parents exercising power over children. Just got one child, one opportunity, you know. Somebody who can never get back on you. Just show your power on them. So he says, you are the father of this world. Remaining objectively, you are the cause, and yet you are out of it. Of the moving and the unmoving. You are behind everything that is in this universe functioning. You are worthy to be worshipped, meaning throughout 24/7 identification should only be with you. Greater than the great. There is none equal to you. Why it is greater than the great? Why it is greater than the great? Supposing you go without sleep for few days, what will be the greatest thing that you want back in life? You say, Baba, I'll give you anything. Just please, let me speak. That peace you get only when you get to the self. That's the greatest. All else is not really greatest. In The Tale of Two Cities, when Sidney Carton gives his life away, so then another man, he's not that guy actually. Goes in disguise and saves that man, and he's going to get guillotined. Have you all read that book? Very nice. Sidney Carton is his name. Charles Dickens' Tale of Two Cities. He's standing in the queue and there's a girl standing behind him. Who's going to die for her own sake? She's not been taken for a mistaken identity. And she's weeping, wailing, I'm going to die, there's that. Sidney Carton is standing there and she sees him, she says, hey, you are that guy, you're going to die for him? He says, and he's so relaxed, just keep quiet. He says, it's a far, far better place I go than I ever been. It's a far, far better rest I get than I ever got. guy who is in sacrificial mode is absolutely peaceful. He is really the greatest. The greatest thing in life is the conquest of yourself. What it means? The greatest jihad is conquering the ego. So he says, you are the great, greater than the great. Because you've conquered the ego. There is no ego, there is no individuality, there is no second. So when you conquer that ego, you become the greater than the great. Any other greatness comes with the effort. It is ego. So this is something that you get when the ego is dissolved. Greater than the great. How then would anyone excel you in the three worlds? You can interpret the three worlds in whichever way you want. Heaven, hell, earth, or waking dream, deep sleep, anything you want. In other words, in any experience, every experience is possible. It's like no gadget can excel the electricity, because no gadget can function without the help of electricity. So how in three worlds anything can excel you? Oh, being of incomparable power. So the true greatness is in conquering your ego, not in conquering anybody else outside. That's why Swami Yogananda said, you conquer yourself, you conquer the world. You conquer your mind, you conquer the world. We are trying to conquer the world. He says, no, you conquer your mind, you conquer the world. Next.
Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Prasadayetva mahamishamidhyam. Prasadayetva mahamishamidhyam. Piteva putrasya sakeva sakyuho. Piteva putrasya sakeva sakyuho. Priya priyaya arhasi deva sodum. Priya priyaya arhasi deva sodum. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Prasadayetva mahamishamidhyam. Piteva putrasya sakeva sakyuho. Priya priyaya arhasi deva sodum.
Therefore, bowing down, prostrating my body before you. O Honorable Lord, I seek your grace. You should bear with me, O God, as father with son, as friend with friend, as lover with love, beloved. Prostration is when your head, heart, and your hands and feet, the complete body comes in line with the feet of your Guru. Just now told you, the feet of the Guru is established in the truth. So when you do this prostration, you are saying that your entire personality is aligned with the truth. That's what it means. And Arjuna, who is a prince, who is a kiriti, who is a crown on his head, he is saying, I am prostrating to you. It's very difficult to prostrate to a life guru, a life person. It's easy to prostrate to a person who is no more. Ego. Isn't it? Some Swami who is no more, now you say, he is my guru. Because your ego, I am not suggesting that you should not have a guru who is not there in body anymore. But I am talking about something else. But when there is a guru who is alive, now your ego is not allowing you to surrender. And here Arjuna, his own close friend, is even more difficult. You know, now he is saying, you are my guru, I surrender to you, completely prostrate to you, my body before you. Total surrender. Complete surrender. Body, mind, intellect, everything is in line with the truth. aligning. That's the most important thing. O adorable Lord, adorable truth, I seek your grace. See, the grace of the Lord is all pervading. Yet only who seeks it gets it. It's like wind, you know. Now, the wind will enter the house only if both the doors are open, then you will have cross ventilation. You keep your door shut, one side, even one side if you open, it will not come. Isn't it? The stagnant air has to get out. The fresh air will come in. So both the doors will have to be open. So you have to seek the grace with your attitude. Though the grace is available for everybody. So I've given this example before. It is the valley that gets filled when it rains, not the mountain. Mountain just simply swells and shows off its ego. The rain falls on the mountain top, but it doesn't get the grace of the rain. The grace of the rain fills only the valley. So a grown-up person is one who has become a valley by digging himself inside, not by collecting stuff from outside. It's a totally different kind of an education. This is true education. It's not stuffing yourself with more information. It is digging yourself, removing all the dirt from within, removing the ego completely, and then the grace fills it. So he says, I seek your grace. You should bear with me. O God, as father with son. Father gives advice to the son. And as lover with beloved, emotional level. And friend with friend, at the physical level. At all levels he is saying, I seek your grace. He is continuing.
Adrishtapurvam rishitosi drishva bayena cha pravyatitam mano me tadeva me darshaya deva rupam prasida devesha jagannivas adrishtapurvam rishitosmi drishtva bayena cha pravyatitam mano me tadeva me darshaya deva rupam prasida devesha jagannivas.
Having seen what was not seen before, I am delighted. Yet my mind is distressed with fear. I told you, it's not something that he got out of his own tapasya. It's out of his bhakti. He deserved it and Lord showed him. But he has to deserve it through his own tapasya. So therefore that little thing is there in him. So he says, I'm still having that distress and fear. Show me, O God, that form only. Have mercy, O God of gods, O Lord of the universe. He's saying, please come back to your previous form. He asked for Vishwarupa Darshana. The Lord showed the Vishwarupa Darshana. First he saw all the Aishwarya Rupa. Then he saw all the Ugra thing. Then he asked, who are you? He says, Kalaha. Law of karma. Kalaha I am. He says, I am distressed. Please come back to my level. Again, can't take this anymore. So he's requesting, show me, O God, that form only. Have mercy, O God of gods, O God of universe. He himself is asking for Vishwarupa Darshana and he himself is saying, please take it up. Well, you have to deserve it. You can't hold on to something that you have not put in effort for. He is saying, please come back to that normal form of yours so that I can relate normally. This is something that I cannot take beyond a point. That is giving me the insecure feeling. why we say you should deserve anything, including the divine glories. A lot of people aspire, you know. They think they can get it through shortcut method. What is the hurry? Why don't you do the tapasya and then get on to meditation? A lot of people want to just get into meditation and then develop all those siddhis. With those siddhis you will only destroy yourself. First, it is important you have purity. Then you should get power. So if you focus on that point here, Ajna Chakra, and develop some siddhi, and if your ego is still intact, you will be abusing it, you will be using it wrongly. Isn't that what that Bhasmasura did? When he got that boon from Lord Shiva, anybody whom I touch will be reduced to ashes. He wanted to use it on Shiva only first. So that's why they emphasize. First is you have to develop values. You see, when a child is born, only the physical brain is there. The neuronal connections have not yet happened. And the brain grows, takes about 5 years. Then after 5 day bath or around 5 aage piche, the neuronal connection slowly happens. The prefrontal cortex in the brain really starts developing after you are 10-11. The seat of willpower is the prefrontal cortex. Are you with me? Willpower is what you can use to control your habits. But before your willpower even can be developed, your habits are formed. That is why we say, when you bring up children, first in your family you should set example and bring about certain habits in the children. And then you strengthen the willpower. But even by chance, if you have not strengthened the willpower, they will be erring on the right side. If the habit has not been developed, then they will be erring on the wrong side. Agree with me? So values first, willpower next.
Can I suggest in the first word before this, he is prostrated and he surrendered.
Mm.
So that surrender also indicates his ego is dissolved. Ego is
not fully.
No insecurity, no fear. Then why the, I mean, understand the whole thing has to be.
No, when he says fear, he is not scared of because of selfishness or something. You can't retain something that you did not gain out of your efforts. Somebody had given it to you, then take it away.
He gained it out of that intense devotion at that point of time.
Yeah, exactly. Temporarily. Due to his tapas. So that thing is there. Now, this is what sometimes the gurus do when they find a sishya who's done little bit of tapas and purified. They temporarily give them through their siddhi certain inner experiences just to make their mind go towards the higher. You understand? And then they bring it up. This is what apparently Ramakrishna did to Vivekananda also in between. So he is saying fear in that sense. His fear is not because he has done something selfish. Still there, you know, that individuality is still there. But he is Arjuna. Even that is, so you can't say his ego is completely dropped, but to a great extent he has become a Sishya, Bhakta. So in that sense. So he says, show me, O God, that form only. He's still stuck to forms. He's not gone to the level of formless. Have mercy, O God of gods, O God of the universe. Rest of the verses we'll see in the next one.
Om Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnan Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.